There will be familiar faces leaving the Gray Sabo Conservation Authority in 2025. At the authority's board of directors meeting on January 22, Rob Urig, Meaford, and Nadia Dubik, Gray Highlands, were acclaimed chair and vice chair for 2025. Urig and Dubik served in the same roles in 2024. Neither faced a challenge for the job in 2025. The authority's chair and vice chair serve one-year terms, and those selected for the jobs are permitted to serve two terms in the role. Urig said it was an honor to continue to serve in the role, and he said he was anxious to get to work as the Conservation Authority faces a big year in 2025. I look forward to doing it again and working with all of you again, said Urig. We face new challenges in 2025. Dubik said she was excited for the coming year. It is always an honor and a pleasure to be working with this board and the Gray Sabo community, she said. The upcoming year will be a time of change and transition for the Conservation Authority. Later in the meeting, after the selection of the chair and vice chair, the board of directors approved the authority's 2025 budget. The budget includes financing for a major renovation, upgrade of the authority's administrative building. The construction work will require the authority to move into temporary space in Owen Sound for a significant portion of the year.